I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here we go.
This is LBC London News.
7:03, the stage is set for the first TV debate in the race for the White House, with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump squaring off for 90 minutes in Long Island on Monday night. The debate will cover three broad topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing the United States. It's the first of three TV debates between now and Election Day on November 8th, and the polls are tightening. The broadcast could be crucial in determining who wins the keys to the Oval Office. Bearing that in mind, our US correspondent Simon Marks joins me now from the debate in New York. Simon.
Jim, TV debates have a long tradition in US presidential elections, but we are never likely to have witnessed anything quite like the broadcast that will take place here in a few hours' time. Hillary Clinton, who spent the weekend steeping herself in policy, is confronting not just a political opponent in the form of Donald Trump, but a truly pugilistic rival who has made it clear he will be shooting from the hip when the microphones go live. One of her top advisers, John Podesta, says Mr. Trump's propensity to make things up on the hoof complicates Mrs. Clinton's task here.
She's got to be able to both make that positive case, but also not let Donald Trump get away with what he's likely to do, which is to make stuff up.
There has been a big debate about the debate. Should the moderator, NBC News anchor Lester Holt, play the role of fact checker if and when either candidate strays from the truth? The Commission on Presidential Debates, which runs these contests, says that's an impossible task because of the encyclopedic knowledge it would require. And so the candidates themselves are expected to act as each other's fact checkers. Kellyanne Conway of the Trump campaign says her man will spend the night focused on trying to reach the all-important undecided voters who could swing the outcome of the election.
We're going to talk about the issues that face America. That's what the debate is. We're taking the case directly to the American people tomorrow night.
The Trump team is buoyed by recent opinion polls that show him narrowing Mrs. Clinton's national lead by between around 2-4%, depending on which poll you read, and polls that show him closing the gap in several of the all-important battleground states where the election will ultimately be won or lost. Democrats continue to exude confidence about the outcome of the race, but they are confounded by the fact that their candidate is not streaks ahead of a man they insist is uniquely disqualified to hold the nation's top office. There are few better observers of US politics than John Meacham, the former editor of Newsweek, now the executive editor of Random House.
The interesting struggle here in the stagecraft over 90 minutes will be which style wins out. I suspect that if the past is any guide, Trump will be more entertaining, be more compelling to watch. But the decision that Americans have to make is, do you want the more entertaining and compelling visual, or do you want someone who actually knows what they're doing?
It's believed 100 million pairs of eyes will be on the debate, which will be seen on scores of television stations here in the US, and also, of course, will stream online. The format, 90 minutes of uninterrupted conversation, divided into six 15-minute segments. The stakes as high as they could possibly be, which is why both political parties have massive spin operations here already to claim their candidate the winner. Simon Marks, LBC London News at the debate site in New York.
Simon, thank you very much for that insight. We're looking forward to the debate tonight. Set your watches by that. We'll have all you need to know, all the highlights as to what happens tomorrow morning here on LBC London News.